The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, Dr. Don Culbert explains the importance of getting into the healthy gut zone.
I tell my patients, lay them on the altar till the gut heals, then just moderation these foods. So I teach them how to let their food be their medicine so that we can heal and restore the gut, which is the foundation of health. You never build a house starting with the walls or the roof. You always start on the foundation, and the gut is the foundation for our health.
Welcome to Life Today. Welcome to Wellness Wednesday.
Randy, I'm going to stop you right there. Because it's Wellness Wednesdays. So every Wednesday, not just today, but every Wednesday moving forward.
You're so right.
Yes.
I'm Randy Robinson. This is Tammy Trent.
Hello.
And every Wednesday now on Life Today, we're going to address issues related to your health. Not just your physical health, though today we will be focusing on the healthy gut zone. We'll tell you how you can get this book. But mind, body, and spirit. I am an Oral Roberts University grad, and that is like their theme, mind, body, spirit. That's the way God created us.
Absolutely.
And He wants health and wholeness for all of us. So I'm excited about this.
I am too. I'm very excited about it. And we've got some incredible guests that are going to be coming on as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they will have a lot to say beyond anything I'm even familiar with. So I'll be taking a ton of notes. But man, when I think of physically, mentally, and emotionally in my life, I want to be well.
Yes.
I want to be so well, Randy. Yeah. So I'm blessed to be a part of programming that we are about to bring to all of you.
Yes. Wholeness is the goal. And we started today by dealing with some physical health, where Dr. Culbert says all of it starts in the intestinal system. Watch this, and we'll see you on the other side of Dr. Culbert.
This world is waiting for the love of God to be manifest through the family of God. We need to be healthy, so we need to take care of ourselves. Dr. Culbert, welcome to Life Today.
Thank you.
Everybody that knows you loves you. This is a very tough thing. The things that you said to me, though, about dieting and about how you could actually literally change diabetes, I began to take that advice. Betty and I together, here's a girl that's always been trim. Now, think about this. You introduced us to the keto diet,
right?
Which is a very healthy way to eat. I lost 25 pounds. We all knew I needed to. Betty lost 25 pounds that nobody knew she needed to lose. And the amazing thing was that I have no spikes in the long-term blood tests or daily. I took it this morning. It was 102. Now, for a type 2 diabetic, that's first thing in the morning, that's a good reading, right?
That's a great reading. Yes, it is.
So I'm saying you helped me, all right? I didn't start listening soon enough, but I'm listening now. So when we talk about gut, we're not talking about pot bellies. We're talking about what goes on inside. You know that when we have times like this, that you even medicate or you want to feel better by eating.
Exactly.
But if we'll just realize you can even feel better eating right, there's something going on. So we're not talking pot bellies, although obesity and pot bellies is a problem. We're talking about health in the way we eat. Am I right about that?
Absolutely right. And what's interesting is during this COVID, the average weight gain of most of my patients is around 20 pounds of weight gain during the COVID pandemic. 20 pounds.
That's amazing, but true.
And they've been eating and craving sugars, carbs, and starches. Yeah. And what I tell people is what Hippocrates, the father of medicine, told us over around 400 BC, over 2,000 years ago. He said that all disease begins in the gut. And we're just now finding that so. Now, again, all GI diseases like irritable bowel and acid reflux and colitis and Crohn's and diverticulosis, diverticulitis, of course, those all start in the gut. But we're finding systemic disease starts in the gut, such as autoimmune disease. Most all autoimmune disease starts in the gut, as well as most mental health issues, depression, anxiety, ADHD, autism, dementia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's.
Wow.
And the biggest thing they're finding is obesity. Mm. And it's all related to these phyla or families of bacteria that should be inhabited in our gut. We have the wrong types that are predominating in our gut. For example, there are four main phyla or families of bacteria living in most people's gut. The most common are the Firmicutes and the Bacteroidetes. The Firmicutes, I know it sounds crazy, you think Firmicutes will make you firm. No, they make you fat, okay? Now, what happens, just so happens, when you have a predominance of Firmicutes, you crave sugars, carbs, and starches. And I've been wondering over the years, why do so many people on the keto diet, they don't lose weight? Some people don't. Now, most do, mm-hmm. but some don't. That's because they have too many Firmicutes. These literally cause your body to extract more calories out of the foods, and they cause you to crave more foods.
How did those things get in there?
They got in there from usually their doctors prescribing antibiotics, anti-inflammatories like aspirin and ibuprofen and, other anti-inflammatories.
But even medical pharmaceutical prescription drugs.
Exactly, especially our acid-blocking meds. And then the foods we eat, these GMO foods that came out in the 90s, well, they have natural pesticides in them in the form of Roundup or glyphosate as part of the plant that we're eating in many of these foods. And they can cause this condition called increased intestinal permeability, where we have these tight junctions between our intestinal cells. And when we take these anti-inflammatories or antibiotics and acid-blocking drugs and genetically modified foods, many times these intestinal barrier is pried, these cells are pried open between them, so we get pre-digested food going into our intestinal tract and into our bloodstream. And that in turn causes inflammation, which starts the whole stage of a condition that eventually leads to diabetes, Alzheimer's, because that inflammation eventually reaches the brain, blood-brain barrier that goes into the brain and starts inflammation in the brain. But it also causes inflammation throughout the body and eventually can lead to autoimmune disease. But it all starts usually with the meds that we're taking or the foods that we've engineered thinking we're going to be able to feed the whole world with these genetically modified foods. But then there's certain foods that literally perpetuate the problem. They keep those increased intestinal permeability, those openings, they pry those cells apart so that the foods that's not digested literally goes into the bloodstream. And we find once that's been compromised, certain foods make it worse. Now you say, what does this have to do with anything? Well, it starts to feed those Firmicutes. Mm-hmm. It starts to cause those to overpopulate the gut, which causes us to sign up for all these diseases, but it also creates tremendous inflammation. But those foods include, number one, gluten, which is in three main grains, wheat, barley and rye, but especially wheat. So you think, what's made of wheat? Well, all bread, all pasta, all pretzels, and most all cereals. And
chips.
Chips is usually corn, which is another genetically modified grain, or it's a grain. But that's just one. Now, another common one are lectins. Now, lectins is something very few people know about. Most doctors have never heard of lectins. Mm. But lectins are proteins in the fiber of grains, like wheat, mm-hmm. as well as corn, as well as brown rice. And these proteins are not digested, but what they do is they go into the intestinal tract and they pry these cells apart, creating tremendous inflammation throughout the gut. And they're highest, now they're
highest. Do you feel that inflammation?
You don't have to.
Inflammation doesn't necessarily mean fever.
No, it doesn't mean fever, but what you start to have is you start to have bloating and gas, irritable bowel type symptoms, abdominal cramping, pain, constipation or diarrhea, brain fog, fatigue. These are all, especially after eating, all of a sudden someone's belly will bloat up. It'll swell, they'll have gas and belching and bloating and discomfort.
It's not pleasant people to be around. Let me interject here, because this sounds like, it's almost like a death sentence you're hearing. that it actually is. It's a slow process. In the medical community and even the pharmaceuticals, they're trying to help. Right. But what they do to help is just like we've learned that antibiotics, when it kills the bacteria, and you'll notice if you don't take something to offset that effect, because the good bacteria as well as the damaging bacteria is being destroyed at the same time. And if you don't have the good bacteria, you normally move into long periods of diarrhea even after you go off the antibiotics. I know these things.
Yes,
I learned.
Absolutely.
I didn't learn it from you. I learned it from experience.
Sure.
I didn't know what was causing it.
Right.
Most people don't. But what I want to say is it's even the medical community and the pharmaceuticals trying to help that actually contributes. Is that correct?
Absolutely. That correct? Well, let me explain, too. Realize that approximately 70 to 80% of our immune system is right here in this gut. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not against antibiotics. If a person has pneumonia or kidney infections, we need them. But what happens, the majority of doctors do not prescribe probiotics after taking those antibiotics.
Yeah.
And so they leave the gut and the microbiome decimated, and they don't feed it the foods that bring the population of good bacteria back. So we have to give the body both probiotics and prebiotics, and not the sugars, carbs, and starches that feed the bad bacteria to restore the immune function of the body.
Well, okay, here's what I want to get across to every viewer. This is not like hearing a slow death sentence. This is the cure. This is getting these cells back where they're not open to the invader, to the trespasser, the destroyer, the very unhealthy alien. That this is showing people how we can turn this around. So now, realistically, because you've written the whole book.
Yes.
When Dr. Colbert writes a book, he's very detailed. You can tell, he said, you and I cannot repeat the words, he said. Not only do we not know what they mean, we do not know how to pronounce them. But he's telling us the truth. He's pronouncing the sentence. And it is damaging and potentially deadly. So what he's doing here is, now, this is the deal. We're going to hit it a little bit harder here. We're going to come back and we're going to more thoroughly go into showing how it works. Now, just so people get it, because we're going to let them go into great detail here, they need to. This is about your life today. This is about taking care of your future. So I'm just going to say to you, James, please help us. We'll send it to you. Now, I'm going to ask you to do this. Would you consider doing for someone else, providing the miracle you're looking for in health? So we will ask you to do that. But I want so much to help your life. I want you to get this. I want you to listen to what he says, because he's here for you. Betty and I are here for you. We don't look for something to do. You have 20, soon to be 22 grandchildren. We ain't looking for something to do. Okay, I've had 60 years of public ministry, and you've been right there beside me. We have been nearly 30 years now just sitting together and been all over the world. So we care about you. Do you understand? That's why we're here. We're here because we love you. We're in your home because we love you. As much as we want children that are starving or children and people that are thirsty to have clean, non-contaminated water, we want you to have a life that is full of meaning and joy and the joy and peace of God so you can share it with others. Doc, tell us what you want us to hear today.
Well, first of all, you're going to learn how food becomes your medicine. And we build on the Keto Zone program, but we find that certain foods on the Keto Zone actually can hurt the gut. The number one foods that hurt the gut that are keto-friendly is the dairy. Now, again, I'm not going to take all your dairy away, but I'm going to show you what dairy you can have. Instead of regular cheese, feta cheese. Feta cheese is 70% sheep cheese, 30% goat cheese. And feta cheese doesn't have the casein A1 that inflames the gut.
Is it sharp or mild? Can you get the mild? Because Betty and I don't like sharp-tasting cheese.
Absolutely.
We don't like blue cheese.
That's fine. But I'm just saying, for those cheese lovers, I give them a healthy alternative, a little feta cheese.
We don't really need feta cheese, Bobby. That's good, because we weren't really aware of that,
cheese. But feta, sheep, and goat cheese are generally healthy for the gut. But casein, especially A1, actually usually inflames the gut. The other thing that inflames the gut are excessive saturated fats, which most people weren't aware of before. We now have scientific evidence. So all the butter and the cheese and the cream and the coconut oil and the fatty meats and the fried food, we try and cut those down to heal the gut. I tell my patients, lay them on the altar till the gut heals, then just moderation these foods. So I teach them how to let their food be their medicine so that we can heal heal and restore the gut, which is the foundation of health. You never build a house starting with the walls or the roof. You always start on the foundation, and the gut is the foundation for our health.
And it's not a matter of just cutting out all fats. You do are some good fats that your body needs.
Betty, what I do, when I go to a restaurant, I carry my own bottle of high phenolic olive oil in a bag. And I go in the restaurant, I start with a huge salad, lots of green veggies, and just full of veggies and onions and mushrooms, which are gut healthy. Then I pour my olive oil all over it. I don't pour just a teaspoon. I pour like 3 to 4 tablespoons. And then when I finish,
that's the only oil we use now. Good. I mean, period. Right. By the way, the butter, can't you get healthy butter?
Yes, you can.
We use what they call this, don't ever put in the refrigerator.
Yes, ghee is the best.
That's what we use. That's all we use.
Grass-fed ghee, but just don't use huge amounts, just a small amount, because we have new research I can talk about later about the lipopolysaccharide gram bacteria cells that are in the gut that literally we all have them in our guts, but they ride and hide on saturated fats, excessive butter. Yeah. And they go through those little increased intestinal permeability, and then they inflame the body and inflame the brain. And Alzheimer's patients have 3 times as much lipopolysaccharide as normal brain. So we know they inflame the brain, they set the stage for Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's. Mm-hmm. So I discuss all this in detail.
All right, here's what I want to do. I want to just take this time. I don't just want to pray for you. I want to pray for everyone you love in your family, your spouse, your children, your parents, your neighbors. Father, we've enjoyed helping other people enjoy life. We have enjoyed sharing your love and your life all over the world to the least of these. But Lord, I'm praying right now for people watching us all over the advanced world, some in third world countries. We want the best for them. We want them to be able to love those you've given them to love. We want them to live to be loved by the people who long to continue loving them. We want you to give us a long, meaningful life, making kingdom impact. So you use what Dr. Colbert is sharing, what Betty and I are trying to share with precious people. If they'll just hear your truth, it can change everything in Jesus' name.
We really do care about your health, your physical health, because Tammy, you know, if we don't take care of our bodies, we can't do all that God has created us to do.
Absolutely. And Randy, I don't know if you feel this, but as I'm getting older, I don't know if you can tell, I'm getting a little older, but things are changing, and even I'm finding it harder to keep up with my health. Mm. So being equipped with information and knowing how I can better take care of myself, I think it changes everything, and it'll help me live a longer life.
I don't know about you, but I am not going to just rely on someone else to take care of my health either. Mm. I'm going to take control. And that's much of what I love about Dr. Colbert and what he has to share is he empowers us to take care of this temple that God has given us. Yep. And, you know, it's hard enough when you're taking care of yourself. But, if you don't, you get in the way of yourself, in a sense. Does that make sense?
It totally does. And what I love about this book in particular is we've been told that so much of our health begins with our gut, and it affects everything in our lives. And honestly, I didn't really know that a few years ago. Mm-hmm. So even reading this book and learning from Dr. Don so many important things about my body, I'm really trying to get my gut back into a healthy place.
Yeah. Totally. You guys are on a first-name basis, Dr. Don?
Yes, he's my friend.
He is. And you know what? He's your friend, too.
Yes,
and that's why I want you to keep coming back to Wellness Wednesdays. And you can get the Healthy Gut Zone today when you help us help some other people. Watch this and you'll see how.
Christmas is just around the corner, and at Life Today, it's time for Christmas Shoes and Smiles. Along with new pairs of shoes, we're giving Christmas smiles to special children born with physical challenges through gifts of transformative, life-changing surgery. And while we celebrate each gift's laughter and joy, we honor the silent struggles that inspire them.
I gave birth to Hannah Petra. Then she started having some problems. this person told me that, do you know that your baby's head is growing? Then I reacted badly. I came back home. I was crying. I shedded my tears. Then I said, why me?
Do you know your baby's head is growing? Something no mother ever wants to hear. What Felistus would learn is that her daughter had a neurological condition called hydrocephalus, or water on the brain. You see, inside everyone's head is fluid that protects our brains. But the bodies of children with hydrocephalus cannot reabsorb and drain this fluid naturally from their heads. Worse yet, when left untreated, the results of hydrocephalus are often lethal.
I didn't know even about Shua. I wish I knew. I would have hurried with her, but I didn't know anything.
The people at Felicia's church had told her that she needed to see a doctor. And when she got to cure, they were able to diagnose Ana Petua and treat her. Felicia's told me that without cure, she would be lost. And I wonder how many other mothers around the world are feeling that right now.
Cure International is Life's mission partner in Uganda, and it was their skilled surgeons who corrected Ana Petua's deadly condition. Even as you watch this, a new surgical center is under construction to expand Cure's capacity to treat children in desperate need. Its completion now depends on the same giving spirit that made Ana Petua's healing a reality.
Hard to watch at times, but wow, what an opportunity to literally save lives. And that's not the only miracle that they're going to see. We have a miracle right now because that surgical center cost $1.2 million. But a friend, a partner of life, has already given $700,000 to that. So it's up to us to cover the other half a million, and that's why we're coming to you. We're saying, what an opportunity. We're going to bless so many children with the shoes this year. We're going to bless many more with the smiles, the cleft palate surgeries, cleft lip and cleft palate. But there are many whose lives, I believe, will depend on getting that surgical center up and running. The parents there can't afford the kind of treatment they need. You know how difficult it can be to get good health coverage, even here in the West. Over there, it's impossible in many situations, except for God and except for you. So we want you to partner with us this Christmas as the best you can. Maybe you buy yourself something a little less so you can bless someone else. It will be so meaningful. And though you may not see all of the fruit of it, God knows. The one who sent his son this Christmas to be a blessing so that we could live. It's in his name that we're going to be a blessing so that others can live. And we want you to be a part of it. Tammy, I know you've been to these places.
Yeah.
You've seen the pain, you've seen the heartache, but you've seen the opportunity that's before us. It's such a beautiful opportunity.
It really is. And the thing is, we're not asking you to carry the load by yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, if we all come together, Randy, and just even do a little bit, if that's all you can do, it's a lot. You have to see that as an enormous gift that you're giving. 25,000 people came together and gave $25. Could you imagine what we could do with that and how we could knock that out? Now, there's some that can do more. Praise God for a place that you're in, a season you're in where God is blessing, where now you can bless others. I'm telling you, it will make a difference. Please hear our hearts on this. Please know that this is life-changing and life-giving. We have access to this here where we live, but they don't there. We could change it for them today. So I'm going to ask you to prayerfully consider right now if God is speaking to you. Do not hesitate. Respond right now. Let's knock this out now. Let's keep pouring the mortar. Let's put up the walls. Let's do whatever we have to do to save another life today.
That's right. And you know what? No matter what you can do, it will make a difference. Let me give you a quick rundown. $36 will provide shoes for 10 children. $180 will provide shoes for 50 children. Now, the average cost of the cleft palate and cleft lip surgery is about $500. So a gift today would would go towards one of those. And we're asking for a gift of $1,000 or more. Some of you can give two, three, four, whatever God's enabled you to do. We just ask you to stop and say, Lord, what would you have me do? And then just do it. It's not for us. Mm-hmm. It's for those children who desperately need that human touch that we believe is a touch from God, that cure, the name of our partners, for those who will possibly die without our help. So go online, go to the phone, make the best gift you can.
For almost two decades, Life's Christmas Shoes and Smiles has continued to provide shoes for impoverished children throughout the world, as well as corrective surgeries for children with cleft palate disorders. By responding today, you can help provide new shoes for 150,000 children in time for the holidays, and for some children, a beautiful new smile. Your gift of $36 will help provide shoes for 10 children. $72 will help provide shoes for 20. $180 will help provide shoes for 50. And a gift of $500 will help provide a corrective smile surgery. This year, we have an incredible opportunity to help construct a new surgical center that will provide life-saving surgeries to children suffering serious neurological conditions. This $1.2 million project is up and above Life's normal budget. But because of one generous friend for Life, only $500,000 is needed. As a thank you for your gift of support to this life-saving outreach, be sure to request the blue crystal shoe ornament, a treasure to display each Christmas. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request this keepsake boxed set featuring four crystal shoe ornaments. Finally, please consider an extra gift of $1,000 or more to help construct Life's new surgical center. And with this gift, you may request this beautiful bronze sculpture, a cup of water. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Please do go online, go to the phone, make the best gift you can, because you will be impacting someone's health. You will be helping someone be well. And that's our goal here on Wellness Wednesdays for you. So we hope you'll come back, request the Healthy Gut Zone by Dr. Don Colbert when you make your gift today. And We're gonna address these things.
Yes,
body, mind, spirit.
We need to.
Starts here. We can do it.
Yes, we need to, and we're gonna do it together. We're so glad you're watching every single day, and especially on a Wellness Wednesdays day today. Thanks for coming by.
We'll see you next time.
Regardless of your net worth, estate planning benefits you and your family. Do not put off this important step to peace of mind. Contact Life Planning Services today.
God peeled away all that, and what came out on the other side was beauty.
Yeah.
Choosing joy in the midst of heartache and hardship tomorrow.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.